From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Irma rips through the Caribbean. The center of powerful Hurricane Irma passed just north of Puerto Rico overnight and was set to go through the waters near the Dominican Republic and Haiti later Thursday while hitting all three with its powerful winds and rain. By Thursday night, the U.S. National Hurricane Center expects the storm will close in on the Turks and Caicos in the southern Bahamas. Irma killed at least one person in Barbuda and six people in St. Martin after rolling over those islands as a Category 5 storm with maximum sustained winds of 295 kilometers per hour. The National Hurricane Center says Irma will remain a Category 4 or 5 storm for the next few days. About a million people are without power in Puerto Rico. The head of the power company in the U.S. territory said it could be 4 to 6 months before service is totally restored. U.S. President Donald Trump has declared a state of emergency in Puerto Rico, which has been struggling to maintain its infrastructure in the midst of a financial crisis. The declaration authorizes the Federal Emergency Management Agency to coordinate disaster relief efforts on the island. Barbuda took a direct hit from Irma, which left behind what Antigua and Barbuda Prime Minister Gaston Brown called a really horrendous situation.
Over 90% of the buildings there were either destroyed or severely damaged. It's almost a wipeout of what happened, a wipeout on Barbuda. From the air, the pictures are almost surreal.
Barbuda also faces the potential of being hit by Hurricane Jose later this week. That storm, which is not as strong as Irma, is forecast to pass near the northern Leeward Islands on Saturday. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says taking military action against North Korea is not the United States' first option. But he added, we'll see what happens. Trump spoke to reporters at the White House Wednesday following a telephone call with China's President Xi Jinping. Trump told VOA President Xi, Trump told VOA that President Xi would like to do something on North Korea, but it is unclear whether or not he can do it. Trump said he had a very frank conversation with Xi, and he expects the two to speak again soon. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for a return to talks, saying sanctions are not a solution. China also contends that further tightening sanctions against Pyongyang will do little to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi said on Thursday her government was doing its best to protect everyone in the strife-torn state of Rakhine as the estimated number of Rohingya Muslims who have fled to Bangladesh leapt by 18,000 in one day to 164,000. Suu Kyi did not refer specifically to the exodus of the minority Rohingya, which was sparked by insurgent attacks on August 25th and an army counteroffensive, but said her administration was trying to take care of all citizens.
We have to take care of our citizens. We have to take care of everybody who is in our country, whether or not they are our citizens. It is our duty, and we try our best. Of course, our resources are not as complete and adequate as we would like them to be. But still, we try our best, and we want to make sure that everyone is entitled to the protection of the law.
Western critics have accused Suu Kyi of not speaking out for the Rohingya, some 1.1 million people who have been who have long complained of persecution and are seen by many Buddhist-majority in Myanmar as illegal immigrants from Bangladesh. Some have called for the Nobel Peace Prize she won in 1991 as a champion of democracy to be revoked. Syria's army says Israeli warplanes attacked a Syrian military position early Thursday near the town of Masyaf, killing two soldiers and causing material damage. The army statement said Israeli forces fired missiles while in Lebanese airspace. Masyaf is located in Hama province near the Mediterranean Sea, about 40 kilometers north of the Syrian-Lebanese border. The army warned of the dangerous repercussions of this aggressive act to the security and the stability of the region. More at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.